Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, onboarding your new employees through the metaverse. It's Friday. Thought I'd pick a fun story. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels dedicated to keeping health IT staff current and engaged. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, Gordian Dynamics, Quill Health, Taucite, Nuance, Canon Medical, and Current Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. All right, it's Friday. I thought I'd do a fun story. We've talked about a lot of heavy things this week, and this one sort of caught my eye. Accenture's 150,000 new employees will spend day one in company's metaverse campus. Let me give you some of this. It's just interesting to think about. Could be the dawn of something new. We'll see. Your lavish brick and mortar office space will soon be converged with a digital replica in the metaverse. This might have been fancy a couple of years back and outright overkill. However, emerging tech in Web 3.0 and the metaverse, coupled by our forced digital existence in the post-pandemic world, has paved the way for an entirely unique workplace experience. Most IT giants are betting big on the metaverse workplace ecosystem, including Accenture. The Irish IT behemoth is transcending into the virtual world by onboarding 150,000 new hirelings, is that what we're calling people now, via metaverse. The new employees will spend day one on the nth floor of the metaverse campus of the company. By the way, this story is in Mashable, is where I picked it up, mashable.com. And they have a bunch of quotes from the employees. Few employees took to social media to share their experience. Accenture is deploying virtual reality headsets to its people like me. 150,000 headsets put out there. Pretty interesting. From onboarding new joiners to social events like touring Black History Museums or salsa dancing, meet Teresa Seifre, who is helping us connect in the metaverse. So, interesting post. I joined a few weeks back and enjoyed the metaverse experience at the Accenture Park. My first time in the metaverse, and it surely opened my eyes to the incredible market opportunities as well. The company has created digital replicas of physical offices from Bangalore to Madrid to San Francisco in the nth floor metaverse. A virtual campus called One Accenture Park will help new employees connect with each other. In a recent interview with the Harvard Business Review, Julie Sweet, the CEO of Accenture, laid out the fundamentals for the new world of work. Most important skill Accenture looks for, regardless of experience, is the ability to learn. AI and technologies can leverage reskilling if necessary. Physical plus digital workplace is the future. And they have more on that interview. You know, let me give you my so what on the metaverse and where I think it's going. There was a time, if you can take yourself back, and some of you can't because you're too young, but some of you who are older, take yourself back to the first time you heard about the internet and think about your response to that. I remember thinking, are you telling me we're going to have to put an IP address? This is my geek talking here. I'm going to have to put an IP address on every single one of these computers. Got to remember back then, not every computer had an IP address because they weren't all talking TCP/IP. They were talking various other protocols. And so we had to put an IP address on all of these computers. And all of these computers were going to have access to this information superhighway. And I remember the first time I went out and started hitting a couple of sites, and a lot of times it was vendor sites, and they were giving me some information. Back then it was Yahoo was one of the big news sites. And I started to realize, wow, I'm getting a lot of information very quickly, and I'm able to find things very quickly. And this is even before Google was out there. We were still able to find information that we had never had before. And I still remember thinking, I'm not sure what the practical application. I could not envision the amount of e-commerce that was going to happen across the internet. I could not have imagined how connected our society would be or how quickly information would flow from one end of the world to the other based on what I was looking at back then. I could only see a small piece of the internet, And I knew how it might impact my world, but I didn't see how it would impact the whole world. The metaverse, I think, falls into that same category. I think we see a small piece. We see people with headsets on right now entering this new world, and we're saying, hey, this is really interesting for education or re-education of people. This is really interesting for onboarding 150,000 employees that you're trying to figure out a way to get them to know each other from one end of the world to the other. When you're talking about a global company like Accenture, having a metaverse where they can literally walk from one floor to the next and be interacting with people from around the world and potentially meeting them for the first time and exchanging information, building that collaboration. This is one of the reasons that Apple has cited, as well as others, for wanting to bring the employees back onto their campus. They want people to be collaborative. They want them to be bumping into each other in their daily work so that they can come up with new ideas. Could the metaverse potentially create that kind of environment for us where we don't all have to commute to the same building and still have that kind of environment? I don't really know. I'd have to think about it a little bit more, but it feels to me, the metaverse feels to me an awful lot like the first time I heard about the internet. And I look at it and I go, the potential is greater than what I can see right now, but I can see some potential. And I can only imagine once people gain access to it, people experience it, the kind of ideas that are going to flow. So this is something I would keep an eye on. If I were a CIO for a health system, I'd keep an eye on this. This would be interesting to me. And I think there's applications definitely in the mental health world. There's applications here. There could be applications in terms of how we deliver health via digital means. You know, you got to remember, one of the biggest things we have is isolation. Isolation is one of those things that is a deadly silent killer. And if we can figure out a way to bring people out of isolation, bring people into community, and in some cases, that is going to be people that are homebound and other things, and this gives them that experience of being in that community. I might be overstating it, but these are some of the things I think really smart people are going to look at and say, in my field, I can see application for this. I don't think this is just a game. I don't think this is Ready Player One kind of stuff. I think it does have a lot of potential if we explore it correctly. So I, again, a set of technologies I would keep an eye on. I might play around with a little bit. I might talk to some people and see how they're thinking about it. This is one of those, let's call it 5-year technologies that's out there a little ways. I don't have to worry about it specifically today, but I'd like to know where it's going, and I will keep checkpoints along the next 5 years on this kind of technology. All right, that's all for today. Happy Friday. If you know of someone that might benefit from our channel, please forward them a note. They can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, Stitcher. You get the picture. We are everywhere. Not in the metaverse yet. Maybe we're not everywhere. We've got to think this through. Anyway, we want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders: Gordian Dynamics, Quill Health, Talcite, Nuance, Canon Medical, and Current Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.